Blog Talk Radio.
Blog
Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audiences.
Everybody. Hello, happy Friday. This is me, Karen Ashley. You guys are listening to Unscripted Radio. And you guys know I have the best team. We are like amazing. I've got Jeffrey Emmett right here with me.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, how are you?
Hi,
my love. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I have got, guess who else we have today? We have, obviously, you guys
tell
know
me,
my
girl,
name.
Tell me.
Mike Day is MIA. We'll talk about that in a second because Lord only knows what's happening. We have James in the house today co-hosting.
What's up, everybody?
Hey. You guys know what's her face. She'll drag herself in at some point. We love Katrina Johnson. She'll be with us.
I'm not so certain about that.
Well, hopefully, we know Katrina's had an amazing, fun-filled, fabulous Katrina Day, so you guys know how those days go.
Well, I'm thinking her and Mike, or maybe Mike's over there punching her kitty.
Mike is no
wow.
Gay. Stop the presses. He's punching kitties now. Yes,
nice.
You guys can post on Mike's Facebook page. Congratulations for coming to the other side.
Mm-hmm. He's playing with Katrina's meat lips. Oof.
Oh, my gosh. I know, we go straight to it take us like 2.2 seconds to get to the gutter.
Well,
I
figure, why waste time? Let's just get, let's get right to the nastiness, because that's really what's fun. Last night was a hoot. I don't know about y'all, and I know I talked a lot. I'm sorry. But, like, I was just in it to win it last night. Like, that was fun. Like, we was just fucking killing bitches.
Wow.
I know. It was so much fun. Like, I was like, man, we were just crazy, but it's all good. We come in love and fun and criticism.
Yeah, I missed it last night. I had to work.
Oh man, you missed it. Topher was co-hosting with us, and I had my normal Thursday throwdown. And I'm telling you, every time it incites a riot. We talk about everybody and their mama, but it is what it is.
You know what? That's fun though. That's fun. Gossip is always fun.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
We like to criticize. We like to talk. But you know what? If we were in their position, people would be talking about us, too. So it is what it is. Everyone's
well, here's
up
the thing. I'm okay with people talking about me because I look at it this way. At least they're talking about me and not some other poor son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, don't get me wrong. Somebody starts talking shit and I catch it, like, I'll get mad and I'll talk some shit back because, like I said last night, go ahead, piss me off. I'm just going to block your ass, ignore you, and talk shit on a radio show. Because that's how I do it.
Exactly.
There you go. That's how you
like
got to put it down.
Yeah, it's not like I'm trying to come meet you in person, so there's no reason for me to throw down like that. Now, if it was somebody doing it to my face, I'm going to jump on your back like a fucking spider monkey and claw your fucking eyes out and then feed them to your mother. But I say that with love.
He's a monkey,
okay.
Bitch. Y'all better watch that. I'm just saying.
I really need to listen to last night's show.
I was a little fresh. But here's the thing. You know what, though? There's a difference. And if people can't tell by now after listening to the show for how long,
you can
tell when I'm joking and when I'm really, truly, truly upset and serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, get a fucking clue and get a sense of humor. Like, because this is, we're just having fun. Shit.
I mean, the reality is he calls me a squirrely bitch on the daily and calls me obscene things, and I don't even care. I think it's hilarious. You got to just loosen up.
Yes, but you're the love of my life. Just don't tell Joe.
I know. I am the love of Jeffrey's life. That is true. Poor Joe.
This bitch is amazing. I can't even tell you guys. She's just my hero. The things she's accomplished and done. In just a short amount of time of being on this show, she just amazes me in every way, shape, and form. I'm amazed by her. Oh, God, now I feel like a country song coming on.
I will say this. I only work so hard on things that I'm inspired by. So I came on a show that was very inspirational to me, and I have a lot of fun every day hosting with you, and it is what it is. I want the show to, you know from day one, I've always believed this show could be bigger than we could even imagine. So I'm just trying to get it there. That's all I'm doing.
I know that's right, Manila girl.
And on that note, if you want to help us get it there, you can donate at www.unscriptedradio.com/donate because we are still accepting donations. Yes, I know it's been 100 years, but we are still accepting donations.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Not building today.
That's right. We need your money. Money. Give me your money. Ooh, shit. What's
and
the
you know
what?
Most people just got paid today. Yeah, and it is payday. Most people just got paid today.
Jay,
okay,
so that mean you're sending me a check, bitch?
Uh-huh.
No, I wasn't one of those lucky people that got paid today.
Well, you get paid next week? What
yeah.
2-week cycle are you on? I know. We're going to have to just hit them up every Friday, Jeff. This is what it is.
Yeah, seriously, every Friday.
I know where some of you bitches live. I'm going to send certified letters talk about you owe us money.
Right, because you were silly enough to give us your address at some point.
Well, look, here's my thing. You know what? If every person listening just sent in $20, we would have, so much more money for the show.
Right.
Right, we'd meet our goal. Like, we'd exceed our goal times 10. Like, that's the thing. It's just... You don't have to donate much. You just have to donate.
You know, it's kind of sad. Like, I don't think they realize, like, how close it is and how much one person could do. You're like, what's $20? You can make a big difference. It adds up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. For real.
Okay, I might have to go quickly during the show because if I blow my washing machine up, this could be bad.
Uh-oh. What are you
I'm pretty
to do?
Sure
Lots
I just
of...
put a supersized load in because I'm getting ready to leave to go to out of town to go to the in-laws to get drunk. So be prepared for the crazy photos.
Oh, you know it. I'm going to post them all. Jeffrey is like the drunk photo poster texter. He's a drunk texter, man. He will send you all kinds of things when he is under the influence.
Yeah, but I don't text you drunk crying.
No, no, you're a happy drunk. That's the one thing I will say about you. Now, other people, I will, who will remain nameless, I get drunk texts from all the time.
I didn't see a drunk text from any of y'all.
Right, I know. Well, it's like drunk text, depression text. I'm going to start sending them your way, James. If you want them, I can forward them, trust me.
Definitely do.
It's not anything, because, I'm 2 hours ahead. So while it's like 3 a.m. or whatever, it's still kind of early
it's
over
one.
Here. And I'm
right.
And I'm getting these drunk, I'm so depressed, and I'm like, okay, hold up. Are you sending them to me? Because I'm still up, and, I'm 2 hours or 3 hours behind you. So it's hilarious. It's like,
nice.
And now I have to, solve your life. It's hilarious. But,
Well, I think you are so grounded. Especially out of the four of us on the show together. I mean, because even I will call you, when shit's going, I'm like, oh, my God, I need to, because you always give, you put things in perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're telling me what I know is true, but I need to hear it from somebody else.
No. I try, but you know what? That's like, I'm good at advice, but not always good at following my own advice. But, yeah,
oh,
thank
me
you.
Too.
Exactly.
I can me solve
too.
The problems of the world. But can't always solve my own problems, so.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's my own problem. You know what I'm saying? I know what the issue is, and I know what I need to do. Like, usually before you tell me, I already know that's the answer. But I want, I think it's that confirmation. And, because if you talk to some of your other friends, they'll be like, oh, no. Like, they're not going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you what they think you want to hear.
Right.
And I'm not really interested in that. I like people,
right.
When I come to you with something, I want you to call me on my shit. Because I'm going to do the same for you.
Right.
I agree.
I
wish
I
had more friends like that.
I know. You can have a lot of people who will just kind of tell you what you need to hear. And it's like, where is that going to get me alive? Like, it's really not that cool. Like, you just need to be honest. You know?
Well, it's like, I wish I had more people like that in, friends and family. Because, you think about it, your friends and family are really biased when it comes with you anyways. Because they're your friends, they're your family, so they're gonna tell you what you want to hear. They're not gonna be brutally honest with you unless, more honest people are the strangers that you meet on the street.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's the sad part. I know. You know what's funny though is my mom is she'll be, but she's unfortunately brutally honest. Like I think that's where I get it from. She kind of tells you, like she'll tell you how it's gonna be, or she'll tell you about yourself, and then you're like, and then she's nice and sweet. She's like apologizing for keeping it real.
Aw.
Yeah.
Your mom sounds awesome.
Yeah, she's really awesome. Really awesome.
Well, I'm about
really
to beat my dog's ass. Somebody call PETA.
Oh, Lord. Izzy LaRue,
she just shit
what
on the
now?
Floor and ate it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, I swear to God, I'm going to punch her right in the face.
If I come to your wedding and that dog tries to get next to me and lick on me, I'm going to smack him now that I know he eats shit.
Well, she normally doesn't. Like, I just can't fucking believe she's just... sat here, and I'm like, what the fuck is on the floor? And sure as fuck, I get a little closer, and it's shit. I'm like, you little bitch.
She's trying to get your attention. Like, she's trying to do something, you know?
Well, she's mad at me because she's been in the kitchen. I was gone on a walk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't been home. So she's pissed.
Oh, my goodness.
And her breed is really known that. And I just took her outside.
Mm-hmm.
You're a naughty, bad girl. I'm very upset with you. You let Mama down.
Ooh.
You sound like one of those bad actors in porn.
Right. She's going to go in the back and kill herself.
No, because I really can't, though. Like, she just looks at me and I melt. Like, I'm such the pansy. Like, I am one of those parents that I bitch about with daycare. Because she could get away with murder.
Right.
Like, that was as mean as I get to her. Like, I would never actually hit her. Like, and usually I'm like, it's okay. It's like, I will figure out a reason as to why it's my fault that she had an accident.
Right. Which you've already done. You've already said, you know, she's mad at me. And her breed, that's what they do. Like,
yeah,
you're
see?
Like already, you're already making excuses.
What kind of dog is it?
She is a bug. A boxin, or a boxin. She is a Boston Terrier and pug.
Oh, she's a little mixture of things.
Well, that her particular breed, yeah, you better put your head down. I'm not happy with you. You shit my Wheaties. No, you sit there. You're naughty. Her particular breed, they're really great. They love people. They're wicked friendly. But, she get an attitude. She might get it from me. I'm not really for certain.
I was going to say, she acts just like you. You sound like you're describing yourself. What the hell is this?
No, you're naughty, and you're not licking me because you got shitty mouth. Go away. You got to go brush your teeth.
Well,
I can't take you upstairs to brush your teeth right now, so you're going to have to hold on.
That's just wrong. That's rude,
what?
Rough, wrong.
Yeah.
That's just wrong. She's going to sit with shit in her mouth for hours.
Well, I can't exactly live.
Not doing a long show because you're gonna have shitty mouth for hours.
Oh my god, my whole downstairs smells like shit.
Oh man, that's
Izzy, you're smelling your own lip, bitch.
Oh man.
Okay. Anyways, let's talk about sex. No, I'm sorry, what did I interrupt?
So from shit to sex in 2 seconds flat, that's great.
You know how I roll.
Oh,
okay, so why was I reading, you know me, I'm always on the grind for stories and for different things to talk about on this show. But you guys, I'm sure, James, I know you, I know Jeffrey. I know Jeffrey loves Lauryn Hill, right? We all loved her back in the day. Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And you like lost her ever-loving mind. Well, she has just been charged with tax dodging. Miss Lauryn Hill is not...
Ooh.
Taxes and the IRS, unfortunately, is coming for her. And she's got like a million trillion kids, so this is not a good look. And recently, like, it's been a lot of bad things going on in her life. I mean, I don't know, people say she's bipolar. People say that something mentally is wrong with her. I've seen pictures of her and she looks homeless. So, I mean, and she's obviously like completely, you know, taken herself out of her career and she's just like, doing her thing. I think she's had 6 kids, Since we're all known and loved her.
Every which way she goes, every concert she has, she's late to, or she doesn't show up. She's rude, and I mean, it's fine, but she hates white people. And I mean, it just seems like after she kind of started hitting it big, you could almost see the cracks in her personality. Like, I think there was always probably something, but fame.
Right.
Made
well,
it,
you know,
it magnified
with her.
It.
Yeah, her co, like the people, the guys that were with her, you know, Wyclef, and I've heard them on the radio, like where they were talking very freely about it, and they said, you know, is there ever going to be a reunion? They were like, you know what, we tried it, but you know, Lauren needs to get help. She's got mental problems. You know, they've even said, I think it's bipolar disorder. It's something, but it's not something. She's not a functioning adult to where we could work together and like do an album and tour or do anything like that. But you know, she supposedly didn't file or pay for taxes from 2005 to 2007 on about $1.8 million. And she's scheduled to appear in court. And the sad thing is okay, she has six children, including five of them with Rohan Marley, who is now engaged to, like, the supermodel. So, like, not only has this hit her this year, but also this one Marley guy that she's been with forever totally dumped her. And the children, and is like engaged to a supermodel.
That would be a blow to anyone's ego, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Get your head out of your ass. Stop acting like a crazy bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. But they, like, I love to just like if you Google her and look at images, like there's all kinds of crazy images of her online.
Oh yeah.
She's like, I'm telling you, she's off her freaking rocker and. Bless her soul. I don't know. Something ain't right, but yeah, it's just
crazy. Maybe they need to pull a Britney Spears and do an intervention and get her a conservatorship.
This, I think, is different because this has been going on
for
years. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it was under the radar. I mean, she was so successful, has so much talent, and it's so wasted.
Right.
And it always pisses me off. Like, the sad thing is that she's not really an alcoholic or drug addict from what I know.
No, it's mental issues.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can fix this. You had an amazing career. You have an amazing voice.
Right.
I mean, her album was amazing. I mean, I had that bitch on repeat for ever.
Ever. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, I read on Wikipedia that she had, like, you know, she was ducking in and out of recording studios and writing, and she's always writing lyrics and stuff like that, and she's got like 8 albums worth of material just waiting for something to be done with it, you know?
Wow.
It's like,
yeah.
Come on, you have the resources.
I know Sony is like just like so upset because, I mean, they signed her to a really big deal. She puts out this amazing album, and I mean, it's hugely successful. She won Grammys. I mean, it was like the future was bright, and then all of a sudden, you like you said.
There's nothing.
Right. You start seeing
she
the cracks in what was already there, which was bad.
Yeah, she does, like, 3 or 4 years later, does MTV Unplugged, and then you don't really hear anything else about her, you know, doing anything really big. It's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've heard, I've heard so many concerts. I have friends who are, like, musicians, and they said, like, they've gone to audition for her. Like, they, you know, there have been several tours that she was going to do or has done. And, like, they were going to audition for her, and they were told when they walked in the room, you can't look at her in the eye. Don't speak to her unless she speaks to you. Like, it's, like, crazy shit. Like, she is, and there are a bunch of people around her who are just letting her be crazy. So now, you know, it's catching up to her, you know?
Right.
So, but,
crazy.
Yeah, crazy. I don't know
That's
what
funny.
To say about that. I don't know what to say about it.
But you think fame has a part in it? Like, do you think, like, that makes it worse? Because you had that intense kind of fame, being on the Power Rangers, and kind of living through that. Did that change? Do you feel like it had any long-term effects on your life? Or maybe any of your other cast members, for instance?
I think so. I think it had an effect on everyone all in a different way. And the crazy thing is you're not prepared for that. Like, it's that people can say, oh, and you can even want it. You can even say, I want to be famous one day. And I, you know, but until you're like, you know, recognized or until you're walking down the street or until someone like, I mean, it's just the weirdest thing. Like, it's not natural to, you know, see someone or meet someone or someone to know who you are or someone
and
says,
and you don't know a thing about them.
Yeah, and know everything about you and have your picture. I mean, it's just really not. And sometimes it is kind of like you don't know what to do with it. Like you don't know what to say, you know. And someone walks up to you and starts crying. You're kind of like, okay. Like it's like, you know, it's just one of those things. But I mean, you obviously get used to it. But it's I don't even feel like my fame was even half of what kind of fame she had. Like, you know, so I can't even imagine having some sort of a mental situation, or even if it's depression, whatever. You know, because I always say, whoever you are, no matter what they do, because they'll dress you up, they'll put these big bright lights on you and make you perfect, and then it always comes back to who you really are. You know, and I think that's the big thing with Britney Spears, where she's had certain issues. I've never thought it was drugs or anything like that with Britney. I think it was some sort of depression, you know, behavior disorder or something that she has a hard time with her fame and her success, you know, and especially like recently when we saw her, when she was doing all the press for, you know, the X Factor, she just seemed so uncomfortable. She just seemed so like, you know, and I'm like, after all these years, she's still somewhat uncomfortable, or she still gets in that space that you just never know. And they said, you know, lately, like, there's been some erratic behavior with her, but nothing to like jeopardize her job or, you know, and obviously they'll clean it up. They go, oh no, she just, you know, had to have a break or, you know, but it's like, I think she's used to just kind of doing her own thing, but now she's working for someone and she's kind of like, what?
Well, I'll let you guys know how her behavior is, because I'm going to see the X Factor auditions today, and she's going to be there. So, I get to go. I'm excited. I actually, I'm not auditioning. I wish I was, but I got Britney's VIP. I'm Britney Spears VIP ticket winner, so I get to go and watch the show tonight. So it's cool.
You didn't tell me that, bitch.
No,
I didn't tell you that yesterday.
No, you just said that you were going. You didn't say that you were no fucking Britney Spears VIP ticket holder, asshole.
Sorry, I didn't. I thought I did, but yeah, I have VIP tickets to go see her. And I'm a huge Britney fan, like, I mean, from the very beginning, and
yeah,
I love her, I will love her till the very end, but I feel that what her issue is that she lost her confidence in herself.
Right.
Especially after, like, the whole VMAs thing, and when she performed Gimme More at the VMAs, and she just flopped. I've seen rehearsal videos from that. She did perfect,
though.
Yeah,
well, she went crazy, but
may have been doing some drugs or maybe something with drinking or something.
Look at Mariah Carey's another one. That bitch was always successful, and then when finally she had like her first big flop, which was like Glitter, when like Loverboy was out and all that kind of stuff, bitch went nuts. I think it's hard when you've been on top and you go for years and years and years of being successful, and then you fail.
And look at both of their careers. Like, even though Mariah, she came from humble beginnings, and so did Britney. But think about it.
Right.
Mariah met Tommy Mottola, who was the head of a record label. So even though she came from humble beginnings, her whole career has been unlike anybody else's career. It's not like she was signed to the label and she was still broke and kind of had a hit record and then became rich. Like, most people will be broke even if they have a record deal. It's like it takes time to, like, you know... But when you're married to the head of, you know, a record label, she probably had everything she could imagine. She lived in this mansion. She had everything, you know, and that ended up not being a great situation for her. But you're right. Like, it's a huge fall to come from having everything. And even Britney, she was so young, and she was on a TV show, and she had success.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got signed, and, I mean, she worked it, you know?
Right.
No.
Well, I mean, but there were years between, you know, her being on the show and getting signed and then the artist development and all that stuff. But the whole thing with Britney, though, is that she didn't have an album that really flopped. She didn't have, you know, her career really didn't flop.
The last one's been
it was
there,
just her
great.
Personal life that affected her career mostly.
Right. Yeah, and she was going through that divorce with that crazy-ass Kevin Federline.
I mean, look at it.
Right.
She's released seven albums. She's released seven albums, and six of the seven have debuted at number one.
Wow. That's
you know, and her the one album that didn't debut at number one debuted at number two.
Right. That's the only reason I'm not, like, I'm not upset that she's on X Factor. Like, some people were pissed because they were like, what? She lip syncs. How's she going to judge singers? And I'm like, well, that's true, but...
She's been in the industry, though, for the last 12 years and has experience beyond anybody else.
Yeah, but she can't really sing. Come on. She
can't.
She's not a real singer. She's a dancer. She's a performer, but she's not a singer.
I agree.
She's not really even a dancer anymore.
Well,
right.
No, because, well, dude, that takes a toll on your body, too. And I'm saying, like, that had to be even stressful because you were this amazing dancer, and then all of a sudden you can't do it no more, and your body gave out. You know, and
right.
She was young when that happened.
But
I mean, so I can't imagine that being that easy
either. I remember watching the Femme Fatale tour DVD when it came out, and that was her most recent concert tour, and just watching it, the girl did not break a sweat at all during the show. From what I was told, she sang live throughout the show, but the DVD version of it is dubbed with, I mean, and you can tell it's dubbed with guide vocals, and she walked, like, whatever choreography she did, she walked through it. She barely interacted with the audience at all. I think a lot of it, and she barely performed, I think a lot of that has to do with just that she lost her confidence in herself.
Right.
Oh, and she's fucking nuts.
Okay, yeah.
I think there is something a little deeper than that. I mean, I hate to say it, but I do think. But you know what? One thing I will say, I commend her family because her dad took over her money. They kind of like surrounded her, and the manager helped her. Like, she's gone 360 from when we saw her shaving her head and beating Kevin Federline's car or whoever's car that was.
You don't think she's so crazy? Like, I think it's all there. I think they're just hiding it better and they're controlling her more.
No, I think it's there, but I think she's had to deal with it. I think that they've, you know, I think whatever was stressing her or, like, I think they've helped her. Like, I don't think she's as crazy as she was that night. Because I think when you're crazy, you can't cover that up. Like, they couldn't stop as well from doing what she was doing.
She's like a puppet on a string. When I watched her do whatever with Good Morning America or whatever last year or the year before, whenever that last album came out, she just stood there and, like, her eyes look empty. Like, no one's home. And she's like, Yeah, like, for sure. Like, I love that.
But if you see interviews of her now, she's coming more into her own with interviews, and she's actually, I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, if you look at her from, like, when Crossroads came out to now, it's two completely different people.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now she looks more, like, she reminds me of Anna Nicole Smith. Like, there's just nothing there. And, you know, it's sad. Like, I think they're doping her up on some, what's that shit, lithium?
No, I probably think she's probably taking anti-anxiety or taking certain type of pills, and it's probably been times that she's been on things and maybe she isn't quite, you know, but I think that she probably needs some sort of medication maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, but and that's not always, like, you got to kind of find the right thing, you know, to help you level yourself out. I mean, I'm the first to say, I think when people are crazy, and at that point in her life when she was really breaking down and really having problems and they could not hide it. I mean, she was every other week she was going to the hospital. Like, remember, like, it was like she shaved her head. She, like, was hitting the car that one night. She was, like, crashing into other cars constantly. She, like, had the hospital for, like, it was either a drug overdose, it was something, right? Then the baby had, like, it was just like, it couldn't stop.
Driving with the baby in the front seat, in her lap.
Right, she's holding the baby, like, it was just a mess, like, and it just couldn't stop. But you have to admit, like, these last couple years, she's been doing her thing, she's working. Yeah, she's better. I don't think she's ever going to be, like, just like a normal girl, but she didn't really grow up normal. And so I don't think that that's ever going to be, her normal is not our normal, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know.
It's a completely different world.
Yeah. I think she's better than what she was.
People can say they can relate with her all they want, but it's like until you've actually lived her life and been in her shoes and, you know, been hounded by paparazzi and been through a very public divorce and a very public custody battle and very, you know, just had a mental breakdown in public.
stalker, and he was some other chick.
Right.
Like, he was like, he's like the professional gold digger. Like, he straight up, people saw it coming, and he did not see it coming. And he thought,
right.
I don't know if he loved it or not. I'm not saying he didn't, but, you know, it definitely
was.
Well,
like, even if you watch, like, if you watch that reality show, the Brittany and Kevin's reality show that they did, you see that Brittany fell really hard for him really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
like, took him on tour with her.
Crazy.
And they got married really, really quickly.
I think he was giving her what, like, other guys. Like, I mean, she dated Justin, but Justin was equally as famous. And I don't think she would get the attention she needed from.
She wanted somebody to dote on her day and night.
And he did. Long enough to get her and marry her and you know, and then I think once
right.
it was once he got where he needed to be, it was like, okay, I'm ready to go. And she lost her ever loving mind. I know sane women who lose their mind over stuff like that. Who are like,
yeah.
you left me? Like, oh my God. And I know well, like, educated women who will lose their mind if they were put through what Kevin Federline put her through. And she had two kids,
but,
you know.
And
then
with
it could have, like, those kids were real little at the time. She could have had, like, some postpartum things going on.
Yeah. Well, but you also think he had to have done the same thing to Shar Jackson, because he was with Shar
right.
Jackson before he got with Brittany. Like, right before
Shar
he got with Brittany.
Uh-huh. Shar lost her
like,
mind a little bit. She was
again,
on that weight loss
bitch.
Show, and she's, like, crying about it like it happened just yesterday. Like, she was hurt.
Look at if motherfucker did it to the bitch before you, he's going to do it to you. And then he's going to do it to the bitch after you. I don't understand.
Exactly.
And it's not just
players
women.
Don't play.
It's gay boys. It's straight men. It's straight everybody. Why
yeah.
are you fucking that stupid and have that little, you know, self-worth of yourself to think that some, I'm sorry, but if you're getting into a relationship with somebody that just cheated on somebody to be with you, they're going to do it again. You're never
right.
going to trust that person, and it's never going to be a healthy relationship. I
right.
mean, it blows my mind. Like, my friends in particular, they both were married, had an affair with each other, and they're together, and it has been the worst fucking time
right.
of my life.
Right. I always say, when it's wrong, you can't ever make that right. When it's so
mm-hmm.
wrong in the beginning, and you know, like, it's just wrong. You can't make that right.
You,
you
know,
can,
I
you
take that
know.
Back a little bit. Because Tori Spelling and Dee McDermott were both married, but they seemed to be okay. So, I may have went
yeah.
wrong.
But I always say that. I'm always, like, questionable. Because, I mean, I don't know their situation, but you're right. They were both married, and they straight up just, like.
Well, you could see, I think it was last season or the season, you could see kind of the cracks. Of like
mm-hmm.
she, you can tell when one of them's like out of town and the other one's not. You can
mm-hmm.
you can even see it. You know what I'm saying? They're not saying nothing, but you can see there's that trust
mm-hmm.
issue. And I think they've even said stuff that kind of hinted around it. Where of course I'm picking up on it because that's what I'm looking for.
Right.
You know, like
mm-hmm.
you can see, there's definitely a small trust issue. I'm sure it's probably a big one, but what they're showing.
Right.
But it's like
Well, I have a question for you, Karen.
Yes.
And it kind of goes back on the whole, like, you know, celebrity and fame thing. What is it like
mm-hmm.
for you now to go to, like, the conventions and things like that and meet fans that that idolized you and stuff like that when they were younger? What is it like to meet them now?
It's crazy
now.
Because I'm like, they still care about you. Like, they tell me stories, and they're like, you changed my life. And I'm like, what? How did I possibly do that? And they'll start, you know, telling you stories about, you know, how they were bullied or how they didn't have a lot of friends, and they got into karate, and karate changed their life, or it was so amazing seeing you on screen. And I, especially, like, African-American, you know, girls will go, I've never seen, you were a superhero, and to see you on screen, that it was such an inspiration to me. It made me think that I could do anything. I mean, it's like, it blows your mind, James. I mean, it blows your mind. Like, it's like one story after another, after another, after another, and you just go, wow. Like, I never realized the magnitude of that show. I thought it was a cute show. I thought it was a great show. I thought it was, obviously, it was a number one show. I knew it was popular. But while you're doing it, you're working so much, and you're doing your thing so much. And then when I left the show, I kind of just left it behind, and I really focused on other things and, you know, wasn't really in that circle or wasn't really even around anything about it. And then one day, like, Steve called me. I think we reconnected, and then Steve had called me and said, you really should do this, you know, convention. You know, I'm doing it. Jason Frank's doing it. You should come with us. And I was like, sure. I went, and I was sitting there, and, like, we had – there was, like, a six-hour wait to come and get our autograph. And I was,
oh, wow.
And they weren't free autographs. Like, at conventions, you know, we have to charge because – convention's trying to make money, and then, you know, they got to pay us to be there, and so it's you know, it's not a free autograph, and I
right.
was blown away. I'm like, how many years has it been, and it's still so brand new, but I realized that when it's something you looked up to as a child, it's a whole nother
mm-hmm.
place in your heart, so
right.
it's very humbling, but it's very awe-inspiring when you realize what kind of effect you might have had on someone, so it's
right. I understand that completely because, like,
I can't even imagine Britney Spears fans, what she deals with.
Right. Well, it's like, and I grew up with the Power Rangers and watching Power Rangers, and I can't really say that the show changed my life.
Right. No,
I
did.
But,
I grew up with a lot of things, and I don't know that anything changed my life, but it's definitely eye-opening as to
right.
what certain people needed. And when you
right.
realize that you're a part of something that they needed at that critical time in their life, it's amazing.
Well, and to tell me when I was, like, you know, 7 years old that I would be on a radio show with a person that I watched on TV, I would have not believed you.
Right.
So it's, like, it's kind of come full circle for me because, like, I haven't met you. I haven't met you in person, but I get to interact with you.
Mm-hmm.
on a radio show and in a public forum. And so it's really come full circle for me, my
trippy,
fandom
right?
of the show.
Right.
Now, exactly. It's trippy. Like, wow. I got an email from Karen Ashley in my inbox. Okay, cool.
Right. I'm like, hey, hey.
She,
I know. Yeah.
She
no,
followed
it's,
me on
it's,
Twitter,
it's,
you know?
You know what? That's
it's,
how,
it's,
like, I meet people too. And I'm very like, oh my gosh, you know, our, you know, different producers or different people, and it's just very amazing to me, you know, as well. So I get it. I must have
done something good in a past life to get this opportunity. I feel very blessed to,
you know what it is,
be a part
you
of
were
Unscripted Radio.
Like, you called us and you had a funny story and we connected with you, and then you're real and you're a nice person, so that's what you did. You just were yourself, you know.
Aww.
No trick there. So,
oh,
right,
I'm happy.
You know, speaking of you being yourself, James, how's your sex life going? I'm dying to know.
We have to live vicariously for you. Me and Jeff are we're married. So basically, so it's like.
Oh wow. Well,
I haven't really done anything since
that night. I can't really talk about it because my mom's in the other room.
We've got to get you out the house when you call into this show. That's all I got to say.
I know. And you know what? Okay, Tuesday night, I'm calling in, maybe, if I don't have to work. I'm going to talk to you guys all about the X Factor auditions and what I saw and how Brittany was acting and what it's like
yes.
to have the judges. And I will give you all a full report on my sex life.
Yeah, I want you to basically let me know every time she bites her nails, because you know she's an infamous nail biter.
Sure and tell.
Well, hopefully I'm not sitting behind her. Hopefully, like, I can actually see that. But I will definitely let you guys know. I will be the Unscripted Radio correspondent at the X Factor
mm-hmm.
auditions in Kansas City.
Cool.
Even if I have to record it and send it to you guys and let you play it that way.
Right. That's all right. That's all right. We'll take it any way we can get it.
All right.
We like the juicy juice. So are we doing a primetime update? Because we are, like, way behind schedule. Mike J would be going crazy right about now.
Oh.
Are we doing one or are we skipping it?
I think we're skipping it because I didn't prepare anything.
I love it.
I've been too busy getting, like, seriously, I've been really busy getting stuff together to go today, so,
well,
like,
I told
I had
you
no
not
chance
to worry
to
about it, too.
I know.
Right.
And that's
so.
What we told Mike. We were like, Mike was like, you know, they are going to do more. I was like, we don't need one. If you were, like, when Mike takes a day off, Mike still wants to run the show. He was
right.
Like, can you just
like, if you take a day off, take the day off.
We got this, homeboy.
Enjoy your vacation. Enjoy your day away from having to worry about the studio and the sound.
Oh, no,
then
if he calls in, he's creeping on the line. Bitch, let me tell you something.
Yes.
If I'm not doing this show, I'm not calling in, I'm not listening,
right.
I'm not peeking in the chat room, I ain't
yes.
texting nobody, and I'm not paying attention to Twitter.
Right. That's the thing. I'm like, bye. Bye, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know,
you guys do the show every night, so it's like you have to have time away from it where you're not,
yeah.
that way you're not
it's
just like.
Intense.
And then there's
I feel like if you're in it all the time, like even if you're in the chat room or you're on Twitter or whatever, I mean, and you're not on the show, it's going to get old really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Exactly. I mean, and there's the thing. It's like you end up having just stuff to do. Like it's just like, it's just what it is, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy,
hey.
But, you know. I love doing the show, but you're right. There are days you have to get a day off of it. It's just what it is.
Right. I'm not even on there all the time, and I understand that. It's just like any other job, you know. You get burnt out, and you have to take a day off or two. So.
Right. You have to. Like, it's just, yeah, and the reality is, it's like usually when we take a day off, when we come back, we have so much to talk about.
Right.
Like, I told Katrina something. We were texting, like, in the middle of the night because, you know, it was, like, super late, and she's wide awake. You can text her at 4 in the morning, and she will text you right back.
That is the truth. That is the truth. That bitch is always up.
Always
well, when my
up.
Nights that my insomnia is, nights that my insomnia is rampant, I'll text Katrina.
Right.
Except during
and
the day.
And I text her. Well, it was basically the way it started was I sent her a text saying we were having a production meeting on Sunday morning. And she was like, why so early? And I'm like, it's 10 o'clock. What are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, but I mean, I'll probably be up the night before until like 6 or 7.
Karen,
so, like,
what about
I'm
this
barely...
morning?
Huh?
What about this morning? That we were supposed to have a meeting at noon my time, so what, 8 a.m.
Yes.
your time? Bitch, didn't make it.
Yes. But you can catch her between the hours of 2 and 6 in the morning. She is your friend. Like, she will have a whole full-on conversation. Like, we ended up having a whole full-on conversation.
She is really great for that.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to just have to do that when I have my insomnia and I can't sleep. I'm just going to have to text her.
Oh, she's like in the thick of things. Like, she'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm over here doing this. She's so funny. And then I told her, I said, well, stay out of trouble. And she was like, well, the trouble is what makes is good radio for unscripted radio. And I go, oh, yeah, you, true that. I didn't think about that. I said, well, it can't be good. Be careful.
Right.
Like, deal.
Nice.
She's hilarious.
It's not,
yeah,
it's never fun to be good all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta let your freak flag fly. You know.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think Karen does. She's a good girl.
What?
Really?
I cannot see Karen going out and getting sloshed and like can't even walk straight out the bar. Like, I just don't see it. Like, Karen to me is no. It's just no.
Right. Well, and with
you know why?
Probably with luck, TMZ would be right outside.
Huh?
Well, and with luck, TMZ would be right outside the bar as you're coming out, and the headline would be Power
Great.
Ranger Bender.
they'd be talking shit about me. Well, she used to be on this show back in the day. Look at how her life has gone down the tube.
Yeah. You walk out the bar, you're stumbling over yourself drunk, and everyone's just like, oh, my God. She was a Power Ranger. I can't believe that.
Uh-huh.
That could be a really great ratings boost.
Yeah, that's true. I know. One day I'll let my hair down. I'll let my hair down once we get this show and the reality show picked up and we're on, you know, Then I'll let my hair down. Then
I'm
ready.
I was about to say, I hate to break this to you, but when I'm in L.A., I have been told in different states, in a different country once, that I am a horrible influence. I don't know how much so anymore as I've calmed down, but if my reputation precedes me, you may say you don't drink, but you will hate me for 3 days after.
Oh, man. No, because I don't drink because we're going to be filming, and I'm like, I'll be damned, all this planning that I've been doing, that we're not going to all be there and make it, and I'm going to be throwing up in a toilet. I'll be damned.
Right.
After we stop filming, then I'll be like, oh, hell yeah, let's celebrate because we've got
through
it.
Wait a minute. Does that mean you're going to tell me I can't drink the whole time we're filming?
I don't care if you drink as long as you get there. But you know me, I don't drink very often. So when I drink, I'm not risking the chance of, like, being ruined for the next day. I can't.
Well, I just want
the
whole
two. I was drunk for 3 days. First time I got drunk, I was hungover for 3 days. It sucked.
It's like you don't bounce back like you used to, huh? Like, it just is, I'm like, man.
But seriously, give me some vodka. Yeah, give me some vodka or, just vodka. Give me vodka, and I'm fine the next day.
Right. I'm going to drink. I'm just not going to drink to the point where I can't come back from that. You know, I'm probably not going to get drunk like Katrina and Mike will. Or
see,
you.
That doesn't happen to me very often. Like, once, but it'll probably happen when I'm in LA, knowing me. Because the flight from flying, I get all, my whole body gets all screwy. I probably actually won't even drink until the day I'm ready to leave because I'll just be getting normal again.
Right.
Like, because flying screws me up so much.
I don't understand why. Why does it mess you up so much?
I swell up like a beach ball. Which, you know, I'm already big enough. I swell up, my whole, I don't know, I'm just all messed up. Like, my ears pop for days. Like, it's just, I have a horrible time adjusting after flying.
You,
I mean,
it's like a talking pill. You just sleep the whole way here. All, you know.
Well, it's not even that, though. Like, it's not, I mean, of course I'm already afraid, but it's the, what the cabin pressure and everything. Like, I just when I went to Arizona, this guy had to hacksaw a fucking ring off my finger because my hand swelled up. And it was a week later. My hand was still, I mean, my finger was turning purple.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I, like, swell up bad. Like, I have to untie my shoelaces and everything.
One thing we could probably do is, like, when you get here, we can go hiking or we can go walking.
Are you trying to kill me?
No, but it would undo all that. When
no, put me in a cold pool, bitch. I don't want to go hiking. Are you fucking nuts?
I'm working out every day that you guys are here. I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting it in. I have things to accomplish.
She's talking about going hiking. Bitch, I'm 300 pounds. I'm not hiking nowhere but to the fridge.
See, but that, then you can't complain.
I've never flown before, so I can only imagine what the reaction would be for me.
You've never flown before? Really?
I have never been on a plane, ever.
Oh, my goodness.
I've never gone anywhere. Like, I live in Missouri, and I've never been anywhere. Oh, I've been to Iowa and Wisconsin and Illinois, but that was a road trip. So,
oh, my God. We've got to break that. We've got to figure something out for you.
Hopefully August, I'll have the money and I can come out for PowerMorphCon.
Yeah, hopefully.
I would love to go. I think that would be incredible. I would be a kidney candy store at PowerMorphCon.
It's actually a whole lot of fun. Like, it's actually loads and loads of fun.
I have to tell, I'm kind of geekly excited myself. Like, the inner, I think I'm more caught up in, like, the hubbub of it. Like, to see everybody else so excited. You know what I mean? Like, I think that'll be really neat to see all these fans so excited to see you guys. I mean, it's something that I saw growing up and I've, you know, known about for the last 20 years, and I took my brothers to see the movie. So I think it'll be really cool to see that, just be, you know, in the whole, and plus it's even better because we're, like, behind the scenes, so people are going to think we're something special because, like, you know, hey.
Right.
I'll be like, that's right, Candace is my friend. Who are you and how much money you got in your wallet?
I'm going to have you collecting all the autograph money.
Bitch, that's the truth.
I'm going to say, see, Mama.
Mm-mm. I still watch that damn movie though.
What?
Are you kidding? I worked. I used to work at Walmart in back in like 2007. I was walking through the toy department, and I found the DVDs. Like they had Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie and Turbo Power Rangers movie back there on DVD, and I had the videotapes of them. And so there were two copies of there was one copy of each movie left. I took them off the shelf, took them up to the service desk, hid them there until I got off work, bought them when I got off work, came home and had a Power Rangers movie night and watched them both, and I still watch them periodically.
Well, you know, I'll give you something.
You
know, Karen, the movie, though, in itself,
it's really good.
It's not really, you know, I could almost say, like, now, like, you know, it's funny because, like, the Daycare kids truly love Power Rangers still.
Uh-huh.
And they like the original stuff, and they love the movie. And I watch it as an adult, and I'm like, you know, it's not bad. Like, I can see the humor in it. Like, I find funny moments. Like, you know, it's entertaining. And that's I never understood, like, now that their original core group has grown up, why don't they take it and, like, make a serious film? And make them, like, superheroes like Spider-Man or Superman, you know? Like, grow up. Like,
that's what we
money.
Were hoping for, I will tell you. That's what 20th Century Fox wanted to do, but Vaughn was all up in it, and, you know, but I think that's what
and
they were hoping
on, for. Well, if you look on YouTube, like, there are fans that have made, like, reboot trailers that they've taken clips from the Power Rangers movie and spliced it with clips of other movies and added different music and all this other stuff, and I've seen a couple of them, and a few of them, after watching the trailer, I'm like, okay, I seriously wish that was a movie. Like, it looks incredible. And just, I think that I agree with Jeffrey. I think that would be cool to see the Power Rangers all grown up having
just,
to fight like, the master evil.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have all these people who love the show, and obviously they still do because people are still making money, and you have all these new children. So why not take it, make a movie, pay your original people millions and millions of dollars, get them back, and do a serious franchise because Superman or superhero films are hot right now.
Exactly.
So why not capitalize and double your market and make a true, like, you know, crazy, like, you know, I mean, you, Karen, we can write
films. I mean, think about it. You got the lifelong fans of the show, the fans that are like me, and then you have all the newer kids that watch it that see, like, the repeat episodes that they play on Nicktoons and all that stuff. Like, they would see that, and everybody would go see that movie.
Wait a minute. You know what? Fuck us, because fuck Saban. He pays like a cheap bastard. You know, he's an asshole. Why are we fucking trying to help this cocksucker? Screw him. And why do we keep ending up on Power Rangers tonight? I feel so bad for Karen. Let's talk about your
I have no idea.
It's quite all right. It happens. It happens every now and then.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I
love it.
No worries. It is not an issue, not a problem.
Well, I'm like, you know, maybe we could go find us a Japanese show, Karen. We could cut and turn into a fucking kids film, too.
Right.
Exactly. You know what? I can work on a screenplay, no problem.
I've already written one.
Pay somebody $5.15 an hour. Make sure they know how to kick a little bit. We'll film them in my backyard, and we'll splice in Japanese footage of some superheroes, and we'll fucking be millionaires.
Right, because that's basically
exactly.
That's
film
you're
a morning
right
in the backyard,
the
and then splice it in the scene where they're there in the fight.
Right. Right.
Okay. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I swear. I did get a message from Katrina. She is alive.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
I think her vagina has a little stranger moisture in it, though. I sent her a wake up. Oh! Speaking of the devil, speaking of the blonde bombshell,
stranger moisture, really?
Where the hell? I mean, what did you have to put your vagina out to dry after last night? What happened?
I had to wash it first and then dry it.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Thanks
awesome.
For talking about that stranger moisture that was in there. I appreciate that.
You're
welcome. We got a clean vajayjay on our hands.
You
I love it.
You can never trust a homo to keep your secrets, just so you know.
Oh, right? He will tell on
You know what? My name is not Michael. My name is not Michael. I have kept a lot of your secrets that have never accidentally come out on air from me. Thank you.
Okay, you're right.
You definitely trust me.
I can
keep
never
secrets
trust
like
the Power Ranger
a bang.
To keep my secrets.
I don't. What? What?
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, you can never trust a Power Ranger to come back. I don't know.
Oh, no. They come repeated times.
Okay, let me rephrase. Male Power Rangers. Power Rangers with penis.
I'm getting a bad rap to be associated with these four.
I don't know.
Man, Jeffrey, he just sent me this this email with all these pictures, these scary pictures. It's the craziest thing of, like, these animals attacking.
Is that shit not funny?
It's the craziest thing. I love the monkey that's about to smack the shit out of the man.
My aunt sent it to me, and I was looking at it, like, when we first started doing the show, and I was trying not to crack up, you know, with the monkeys all over the car, and they're ripping the bitch's clothes apart, and she's just like, help!
Yeah. Well, what's funny, it's like, this really happens. That's the craziest part. Did you send it to
I wish I knew which one we're talking about.
It's crazy. Send it to James so he can see it. And Katrina, you're freak out. Like, it's like a dude, he's in a little canoe or something, like a little boat, and he's like pointing at an alligator, like, look, look, and he took his picture. But all of a sudden that motherfucker jumped out the water and you see this fool like, but then there's like this poor person, like, sitting in their car, and there's at least 10 tigers, like, around the car. Like, that would fucking, oh, my gosh. Like, I wouldn't care if I'm in a car. There are 10 tigers just, like, right around you.
Dude,
like,
it's fucked up. Have you ever been through a drive-thru zoo? Don't do it. Just say no.
I've never been to one, but I've been to a zoo, like, a regular zoo, and a tiger has come up to the glass and, like, scare the shit out of you. Like, it's like, I'm sorry. I just feel like they can break out of there at any moment. It's just, they're letting, giving us a pass and not breaking out of that zoo. I just
don't
think a wild animal can be captured, huh?
Don't you speak critter? Weren't you the fucking tiger or some shit?
I don't, that's in the Power Ranger world, honey. This is real life. I don't speak animal.
Well, you know,
it's not like Harry Potter where you can speak to snakes and all that stuff. It's not like
James,
not real life.
James's neck of the world in fucking Missouri, only in Missouri, out down by my aunt's, and they had a drive-through zoo. And there was these big fucking birds. I don't even know what the
Are
hell
you
they
serious?
Were. Yeah.
They have a drive-through zoo down there?
Yeah, it was fucking, I mean, it was kind of funny, you know, but there was like bulls and shit, and they were huge. There were like three, we were in a fucking Honda Accord. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to die. Well, these birds, you can feed the animals. You can roll down the windows and feed the fucking animals. I'm like, I am not sticking my fucking hand out a window, and I'm not rolling the window down. It's not happening today. My uncle
I feel ashamed
Joe,
of living in Missouri now.
They're fucking throwing shit out the window. Well, just these birds start fucking pecking at the windows?
Mm-mm.
I feel ashamed to live in Missouri now. That's
Honey,
terrible
I have
that we have a drive-thru zoo.
Shit.
Wow, that's pretty freaking
my God.
Scary.
I mean, I've been
yeah.
to, like, the Kansas City Zoo, and it's a walk-through zoo, and I've been there before, but, like, I could not, a drive-through zoo, really?
Go ahead
and
down
does not
to
make
Eagle
sense
Rock.
To me.
I've heard
and look
for
a guy, James. Oh, I got a guy
when
for you.
I wanted to go to one.
Do what?
When I was a kid, I wanted to go to one. I wanted to go to the drive-through zoo.
Oh, wow. I heard Jeffrey say something about a guy for someone, huh?
Oh, yeah. Head down to Eagle Rock, go through the drive-thru zoo, and go down there to the local fire department branch. I don't know. There's like 10 people. And this guy happens to run a limo service in Eureka Springs. And my aunt introduces. She's like, I think he's gay. She's like, let me know. She's like, him and his brother moved here years ago or whatever. Well, in 10 minutes of talking to him, he was both trying to get with Joe and I, told us it's not really his brother. That's his lover. And he runs a limo service, and I mean, just, woof.
I am not about the three-way.
I'm getting his name. I'll hook you up with him. He's got a limo.
I am not about the three-way. He's got a limo service, and I wonder, and I can only imagine what he does in the back of that limo.
Well, he told me some stories. Joe and I just looked at each other, and even I was like, oh, my God, please do we not have to see him again. And then, of course, we
and
did.
You
He's
want
like,
to
do you want
to
go for a ride in my limo?
And you want to try to hook me up? Gentlemen, you never want to see again, and you want to try to hook me up with him?
I was in a relationship. I knew him for 10 minutes.
The mall reject. Jeffrey Emmett, you got to hook people up. You got to hook them up with somebody you'd actually date.
Right. Thanks.
Look at
I don't know, James.
You're from Missouri. You're a local. I don't know that you wouldn't date this guy. I'm not saying that he was ugly and weird. I just knew him for 10 minutes, and he thought we're from New York City, big city folk, and we're like sex fiends or something. That's all.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what?
You're
going to
hook him up with a guy who wants a sex fiend.
he's no
stranger to stranger danger, but, you know, I think he needs to pick his own stranger danger.
No, James yeah. is a freak. And I'm telling you right now, I can tell by those lips, he's a freak.
Well, I did tell you, I decided I am taking part in the whole Kat and Mike's OkCupid.com thing.
Mm-hmm.
I joined OkCupid.com. And
are you
going to
be putting your things on the internet too? Your donkey?
No. Those. I don't think so. You want to see that? You got to come to me and see it in person. I am not going to put my no-nos, my tallywhacker, my whatever you want to call it, on the internet. I'm sorry. That is just not.
You're poop
not sick. Working for me.
That's not your style.
Right. I want to be famous someday, and I don't need those pictures, like, floating around. So,
I'd have to be president once. I can't be having
Katrina's
no pictures.
Katrina's back. I should have known she disappeared.
Yeah, I was talking smack. How dare you mute me?
I didn't mute you. You got dropped, and I was not at the computer.
I'm excited.
I'm not at the computer either.
But next week, I'll definitely fill you guys in on my OkCupid stuff. Like what I've found on OkCupid and the messages that I've gotten.
Excellent.
Awesome. Some of them are a little risque.
Yeah, there are a bunch of freaks on there. Mm-hmm. Of course, Mike.
There are.
Perverted sex.
There's more freaks on there than Adam for Adam.
Wow.
Yeah, I have.
And
I
all
have
that is a hookup site. Like,
yeah,
it's creepy.
I had to delete my account. Too many whack jobs.
Oh, wow. Well, I haven't come up on any whack jobs, but I've come up on some.
You haven't gotten
pretty...
a whack job yet?
No.
You haven't been on very long, then, have you?
Hey, I've been on there for about a month, and I do have a guy that I'm talking to. So.
Ooh.
Is his name Mike J?
Hey.
No, it's not
yeah,
Mike J.
I thought you and Mike were gonna hook up. Whatever happened to that? I thought you two were gonna knock boots and shit, and you were gonna.
You know what?
You were going to come, wait, do it, ride it, my pony.
My saddle, waiting, coming, jump on it.
Okay, we can't pay for that. Stop singing.
Yeah, what happened to that? You guys weren't supposed to hook up. What happened? My day took
out. I don't know.
He
never called me, and, you know, part of the arrangement was he would have to fly me out to wherever he was at. So, and it's just not, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, wait.
It,
well, so here's the real question: were you really interested? That's what I need to know.
Was I really interested?
Because if you say yes, I have make sure you have a plane ticket by the end of the weekend.
Exactly.
Except when you call in on Tuesday talking about you had to have your asshole packed with ice, I don't want to hear nothing.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I take that back. Mike's a bottom. He's got
Speak
the donkey,
yourself.
But he doesn't like to use
well,
it.
Steven, that oh, wouldn't work for us.
Wow.
A bottom.
Because, I'm sorry.
Two bottoms
I don't
don't
give
equal
it.
A top.
Right.
Okay,
I
don't understand.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be playing with his
I don't
new toy.
Get it.
Hold
Wait,
on,
are you that much of a bitch you can't give it? Like, what's the problem? Like, is your dick real tiny? What's going on, James? I don't understand the mentality when you're like, I'm only a bottom.
I just, like, I don't enjoy that part of it. Like,
Well, how could you not enjoy it?
I would rather get it. Okay, you're asking me to explain stuff like this, and my mom's in the next room. Like,
that's not his thing, Jeffrey.
Okay.
Everyone, I will give you guys.
James,
if you can't take the heat, get out of the house and go outside and call us back.
No. next week. I promise. Next Tuesday, I will not be at home when I call in,
look,
and I will give you guys.
It makes no sense to me. If you masturbate, then you would like fucking somebody. I'm sorry. It's just a fact of the situation.
I will give you all the details next week, I promise. I will be away from the house. I will call in, and I will be completely uncensored, unscripted, and raw.
Karen, does it make sense to you?
Raw. I'm confused at what we're... I got confused on who's on the bottom and who's on the top.
Wait, you don't know what that means?
Mike's on the bottom.
I don't know what it means, but I just got confused that where James is most comfortable.
He's at the bottom.
Okay, so he's the bottom too.
They're both
right. Well, Mike's
both
kind of a bottom.
What it comes down to.
The last relationship he was kind of in there with that boy. Remember, everybody, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the kid from Buffalo that Mike should be with, and that I thought he was really great and he was really attractive, and Mike should be with him. Well, that kid was a bottom, and they kind of were switch hitting it. So it worked out, you know, where they just kind of took
it. Equal opportunity. That sounds good.
Yeah.
The trade-off.
Well, I just don't understand how you can't be. Like, I just can't label myself as one thing. I got to do it all.
Like I said, I will give you guys all the details next week. Sadly, I have to go because we have to leave to get to the X Factor auditions.
Well, go get it, girl. You need a full report of the crazy.
I definitely will.
Take a
Jane Jenkins. Unscripted Radio, X Factor Correspondent, out.
Yeah.
I will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Love it.
Bye.
Wow. That's funny. You're funny. You're funny, Jeff. Aren't you happy, though, Katrina? Like, he will keep our secrets, but he sure does throw Mike under the bus every chance he gets.
Oh, yeah, of course I'm happy. I don't need my business advertised more than I already advertise it myself.
Yeah. Right.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, we're complimenting you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had somebody. Could you repeat the conversation? Somebody just came to my door and was giving me money, so I had to tune out, bitches. I'm sorry.
I just said I love the fact how you will keep our secrets, but you will throw Mike J under the bus every time.
Every day. Every
here's
day.
The thing. There's a difference with Mike. If he will tell everybody, and he'll do it on the radio. He's done it when we're on the radio. It's not, like, if it was something that he really did, like, you know, I really would keep something if he was upset or didn't want somebody to know. But he doesn't care about this kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't either. Like, obviously, if I wasn't with Joe when I was single, I'd probably talk about my sex life more. But Joe doesn't want me to talk about it, so I try not to.
Right.
Where I personally don't care.
Right.
You know, I'm an equal opportunist.
I'm an educator, so that's why I share my intel with the world. Because I feel like I have a duty to educate the masses. Maybe you haven't experienced what I've experienced. Let me tell you how fabulous it is.
I'm telling you, if I met with a dude that's got a dick the size of Michael's, honey, there was no fucking way in hell that's going to... No. The only thing I can do for you is burp that bitch.
I have a friend. I call him Triple D, Donkey Dick Dan. And he's a seven foot tall black man. And let me tell you what he does. He took a picture of it on the remote, the Cox cable remote, Cox, get it, hat. And he will send this picture out to girls that he's interested in. And if they don't get scared, then he'll take them on a date.
Wow.
Well, I want to see this
picture.
But let
me tell you, flaccid, it is bigger than the remote. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I don't want to know. They call it the baby's arm. I call it the organ rearranger because I'm sure you're never the same. But
that girl.
We used to hang out, like, back in the day, like, we've been friends for 10 years, and we used to all hang out at his place because he lived right in Hollywood, like, a mile from all the clubs, so it was like a $2 cab ride. So if he was going to go hook up with a girl, it would be so funny because we'd all sit in the living room and do the countdown, like 5, 4, 3, 2, bitch would come running out, her shoes in her hand, running for dear life, out the front door. Wow. It was awesome.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Poor dude.
Well, Karen, if you saw a fucking one-foot Johnson, would you be running too?
Yes. I ain't gonna sit here and pretend like I wouldn't.
Exactly, right?
I think it is to do.
I don't want to know.
I don't need the organ reorganizer.
I like my
organs.
Find where they are. Exactly. I like them right where they're at.
Right.
Well, I'm saying you are not sticking something the size of that in me in any orifice. It's just not happening. I'm not going to get down like that. I'm sorry. I want to sit down again. You know, I mean, I don't even know how people take Mike's junk because, honey, I mean, I would bleed to death.
Well, Madison wanted it, was begging for it. Madison, Mike wouldn't give her no play.
Well, you know what's funny is in the beginning, when they were at first, I thought for sure they were going to end up hooking up because Mike sent him a picture of the donkey and all this kind of hoopla. I thought they were going to, but then the problem is Mike gets here, and I always forget to text Madison and be like, come ride your stick.
Wow.
So and honestly,
how could you forget that?
That's a vital piece of information. How could you forget? That's like forgetting Santa Claus.
Well, I forget, you
know. Forgetting to wish someone a Merry Christmas.
Look, I'm always on Adam for Adam trying to find Michael somebody he can have a relation with, not somebody for a relationship, not just a relation.
Relations.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I think Madison definitely just wanted relations. She just was begging for the donkey.
You know, I don't know, though. Madison's kind of like in Mike's position with the whole relationship thing. So it could be kind of crazy, but I don't know. Because, you know, obviously Madison is Madison, and I don't. That's really not Mike's thing. But I mean, Mike kind of seemed interested in it. So I have to try it next time he's up here. We'll put the two of them together. Or we'll do it at the wedding. I'll text him, have him come out when we're all together.
Yeah, hello. I can't
see what happens.
I was just thinking that.
About Mike, I can tell he likes, he's not into drag queens. And so he's more into, like, a more manly man, I think, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Yeah, so I
no, you're right. But I think when Mike's real drunk, he'll take anything.
Yeah, straight, gay, woman, man, whatever.
That's true, right?
Well, I can't deny it. Like, when I fucking got hammered like that, I used to make horrible decisions. I mean, I didn't really ever go that far, but I'd be making out. I mean, I did give that one guy a hand job on the dance floor, and he was real ugly. Oof. Yes, I just said that. Thank you. I'll be here all next week, except on Wednesday. Just kidding.
And, he was ugly.
I'm telling you, it was the only time in my life I woke up the next day after going out, and of course I was blackout drunk.
Nice.
That when my friend called me and she just started laughing, like the memory instantly clicked back in my head, and I had never been so ashamed of myself and just wanted to go, like, take a very hot shower and scrub my skin clean because I was just so disgusted with myself.
That's why you've never been so ashamed of yourself? Oh, come on.
And the kid ended up being a stalker. He was the one that called and would leave, like, 30 messages. Maybe you didn't get my last 10 messages, but it's me again. Just wanted to see what you were doing. I miss you. Like, bitch,
did he play that song? Evacuate the dance floor.
This was like 10 years ago. It was like 10 years ago when I was all skinny and hot, and the poor kid. Like, I mean, I feel bad now.
Come on.
But he's just not my. No. He's not my. No thanks. Nope. I can't do it. I did not have that much imagination. But it must have been one hell of an amazing hand job because he really wouldn't leave me alone for like a couple months. He just kept calling.
You should probably teach me how to do that.
I couldn't even tell you what I did because I don't remember it. Like, it was Lisa the next day who was like, do you not know what you did to him on the dance floor?
Wow.
And then fleeting memories came back. Well, I worked at the club, so everybody was just watching. Like, they were like, oh, my God. They know I'm not.
I like how nobody judged you. That's hilarious.
Well,
yeah. No judgment.
You got to think at that time I'd worked out in the club for years. Everybody knew who I was. And, like, they knew, like, I would get drunk and I was crazy. Like, everybody, you know, were like, we got to hang out. Or, you know, I go out I'll go into that town and go to the big mall and I'll run into people like, Shop Boy, oh my God, where have you been? I'm like, you got the wrong person.
You're like, now I am one woman. What? What, mama, don't play? What?
Well, half right. the time, I don't remember who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, was I drunk? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, I don't know who the hell you are.
You have fans. Never tell your fans you don't remember them. Hello?
Right.
Okay, but these weren't my fans. These were people that, I mean, they were even at my house. They're like, I came and party at your house like 10 times. I'm like, I got nothing. I drank a lot. I mean, a lot back in the day.
I guess. Well, we're going to revisit those days that you're wet and doll face.
I got to start drinking water now then.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, girl. I'm getting kind of old. I think I would probably die if I tried to live up to my old self.
Listen, bitch. Supposedly, you only get married once, so do it right.
Well, this is gonna have you not remember the wedding.
Yeah, okay. I get hammered.
I don't know whether or not you did get married once or not. It won't matter.
We'll be taping it, though, for the reality show, so it'll at least go to a good cause.
Exactly.
Well, so. Yeah, I don't know. It's I just, the amount of alcohol. I mean, I remember one point somebody came up, and they're like, that I worked with, that owned a prior club that we were at. He's like, you know, we're kind of getting worried about you. They're like, you're getting hammered every night. And I was like, well, I was like my early 20s, late teenage
years.
It's just
been a sip for business. I'm selling drinks. What?
The hell? Well, there was nights I would literally walk out of the club and, like, collapse because I was that drunk and I couldn't hold it together any longer. I mean, the one owner of the second club, he was always amazed that I was even, you know, able to count money and stand up. Because he would go drink for drink with me, and he's like, ooh, he'd roll around on the floor and shit. It was crazy. Not kidding.
We've all been there.
That?
We've all been there. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what were you up to last night, Missy? I was, like, texting you really late, and she was right in the thick of things.
I'm always up late. I don't know why you people think.
I was telling,
like,
James, I was like, Katrina's the girl. If you want to text somebody at 3 in the morning, she will text you right back.
I will. I am that girl. Yeah, I was just up, you know, I was playing some words with friends.
Okay.
And I was watching movies. Nothing crazy. I'm always up late, always. I don't function early. I don't know why you people think that it's acceptable to have production meetings at 10 a.m., but it's not. Let me tell you. Hell no. If you want me to show up to anything, make it after 12.
Oh, my goodness.
Woman, I don't know what to tell you. We have business to do. I don't have time. Look, you have to remember, I'm 3 hours ahead of you. So 6 o'clock your time, it's prime time for me. I've got to do shit.
I'm at 5 a.m., and I'm going to the gym. And I'll text Jeffrey.
Well, that's not normal. I go to the gym at 1 in the afternoon.
Like, what's up? It's 8 a.m. for him. Like, we'll have full-on conversations that early in the morning.
Y'all are crazy. You know, you can have a conversation with me at 5 a.m. I'll be up, but I'll be going to bed, and it won't be sober. It'll sound a little crazy, but I'll have a conversation with you.
That is funny. That is funny.
I don't know how you do it. I could never do that where I'm up all night drinking and partying and then have to, like, function the next day. Yeah, no, not for me.
Who says I have to function? For what? What do I have to function for?
Unscripted radio and all your darling fans.
By 6, okay, that's doable.
She's gotten her function by then.
I'm not going to win this, am I?
Hell no. When someone pays my bills for me to get up at 5 a.m. and go to the gym, then I will do that. Until then, nah.
I know, Karen, it is kind of convenient that you're up at the ass crack of dawn.
Yeah.
Convenient for who?
Well, me, because
Jesse, yeah.
I always feel guilty texting somebody.
And it always, like, Jeffrey will send me a text, and I think he sends it to me going, well, when she gets up, she'll, you know, respond. And then I respond right back. I think I throw him off every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Well, because sometimes, like, I'll text you, it'll be like 7 a.m. here or whatever, and I've been up forever, and I'm like, oh, I got to tell her, and I'm like, I got to text her now before I forget. And bitch will respond right back. I'm like, motherfucker, why are you awake? Like, I just woke up.
Well, I'll respond to you at 4 a.m. I won't respond to you at 9 or 10, but I'll respond to you at 4 or 5. Right.
Like, Karen and I get up at the same time, just at different time zones.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes.
Y'all have
that's at least 3 or 4 times a week. Because I like going to the gym, and, you know, there's, like, the whole, like, group of people. It's the same group of people. They're, like, you know, older, you know, it's just a cool little crowd. Everybody's really working out. They're not, like, socializing and trying to hit on each other. Like, I like that crowd.
You like the granola crew in Cali.
I do. I love them.
They probably don't eat gluten shit.
They
probably had lots of plastic surgery.
I don't go that far, but, you know, I do like them.
I bet the 5 a.m. workout crew does. I could picture it now.
Sure. I'm telling you, they really work out. Like, they're not just, like, pretending to work out. They're, like, really doing their thing.
Ew. The only thing I'm really doing at 5 a.m. I shouldn't talk about on the radio.
Honey, you think we don't know what you're doing at 5 a.m.?
No, I think you know. I just don't need to reiterate.
Bitch, you a lady of the night.
Listen, I am still a lady, okay? I might lick and tell, but I don't need anything.
Did you just say lick tail?
Lick and tell.
Oh, you fresh.
How funny. That's all right, though. She's, you know, I always say when you're young and you do what you do, you know?
I own up to my business.
Mm-hmm.
I claim my stuff. Here's who I am. Here's how I am. Enter at your own risk.
Right.
And you'd be surprised at how many try.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them do, but, you know.
That's all right. So what's on the agenda tonight? It's Friday night. I mean, obviously, you're not going to be playing Words with Games or...
Words with Friends. I have a birthday party. It's this huge, like, rave party weekend in Vegas. I'm in Cali right now. I'm heading back right now. And it's this big party weekend. EDC, Electric Daisy Carnival or something, and it's like this giant rave, and everybody dresses up in, like, neon 80s party rock clothes, and, like, the girls will wear tutu, furry boots, and pasties, and the guys will wear, like, neon Converse and, like, 80s stuff, and everybody dresses up and goes to this giant party in the desert and get crazy. I'm not really going to do that, but I am going to drop off a EDC-inspired birthday cake to some friends of mine, have a few drinks at PSC.
A few?
Yeah, like 12. Like 12. And then they're going to go on to EDC, and I don't know what I'm going to do. But tomorrow is fight night, so I'm going to the fight. That's going to be fun.
Okay. That'll be very fun. And you have to give us a full report of it.
Oh, you know I will.
You know?
I want to know. I'm going to be texting you drunk tonight. Like, what you fuck you doing, bitch?
And then I'm going to go gambling, so maybe Mom will come back richer.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah, send me a check, please.
I'd love to. I'll send you one for $5.
I'll return the favor. I one up you. I'll send you one for $5.75.
Oh, hey.
I'm a big spender.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
You want some more of it? No. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
Wait a minute.
That's hilarious. You guys are funny to me.
We try.
You crack me up. Huh?
We try.
I know, right? You guys are, like, just great. Great entertainment. Did you know that Paula Abdul is 49 years old? She looks pretty good for 49.
She's 40? Really?
Yeah, it says here right on the internet.
Who?
She's 49 years old.
Paula Abdul?
Well, I mean, she was, like, huge in, like, 1990. And she was probably 20 then, you know, 20-something.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you know who's really old and forgetful?
Like she,
you?
Huh?
Wait, I'm sorry, what? What did she do? She break her back again?
Face or anything. Huh?
Oh, no, her face looks great, but the bitch has lost her mind, too. She's another Britney.
Man. Yeah, well, she was off her chain. You know, she was one of the first ones to be offered. I think she's, like, addicted to prescription drugs or something. Like, she just seems like she's on something, you know.
Did you watch Hey Paula? I mean, what the fuck? That was great.
Some people don't need to be in a reality situation. We need to keep that under wraps.
That
was a terrible idea on her management's part.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They should have made sure she wasn't seen in that light. She turns 50 this month, so she's 49, going to be 50.
Time flies. It just feels like yesterday. We were all like, cold-hearted snake.
What?
Look into his eyes. Uh-oh.
He's been telling lies.
He's a lover boy, a snake.
I used to love her ass, man. She was dope.
I'm not going to lie. I'll tell you, it's going to be playing at the wedding.
I
still love her
ass. Uh-huh. I love me some
Paula. All the
hits
will be playing at the wedding.
I will be doing
that's
the
what we should do. We should do a little group number, unscripted radio number at the wedding. That's it. Forever your girl. Hey, baby.
You're going to be forever our girl?
Mm-hmm. Got to remember.
I'm forever your girl. Like,
Emma,
all her songs, Emma? Anybody can sing, because she wasn't really singing. Like, she was kind of, like, talk singing. So it's like, anybody sounds good singing it.
Don't break that.
we can all, like, sound like freaking pros singing her songs. I love me some Paula.
Gotta love us some Paula Abdul.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Dang, we're
almost
to the
her.
End of the show. Where does time fly? What the heck?
We're getting old.
We're
it just
like
goes by minutes.
I know. I know.
And you know what we forgot again?
Katrina came and joined us, huh?
You know what we forgot again?
What?
the top 10
list! Okay, we got 3 minutes, Katrina. 2 minutes, Katrina. Top 10 list of...
Well,
of your...
I was going to tell her and let her do it, but the thing is, her call dropped.
Oh, did it now?
Yeah.
Oh, let's hope she gets back on. Okay, come on, guys. We got 2 minutes of the top 10 lines you would do to shake off your... I think we're over the top 10 list because we always forget to do it. Like, obviously, it's not something that we're into anymore.
Well, I think our schedule has just been a little crazy.
Right.
I think that's been the problem. Because it's like Katrina loves it, and she's hysterical. Her and Mike and Ethan.
Yeah, like they get off on it. But where? What happened to her? Where
you
is
and I never remember.
I know. I have the high hopes. Like I go, oh, that's a good one. I'm going to do something. And then I forget. Like,
yeah. Bitch, I got babies and shit to take care of. I don't have time to come up with no fucking top 10 list.
Right, I'm trying to write a reality show. I'm trying to plan it out. I hate to say it, man. And we lost her, so it's so not meant to be. Maybe we should move the top 10 list to Mondays, because maybe that's just a better day. Once we get down to the end of the week, we're kind of like, we're kind of in our own world.
We're all ready to go out.
Yeah, we're so like ready to like bounce. Like we're not even, we're like, woo-hoo, 2 days off, woo.
Hey. I know. Well, Karen, that's it. Like, it's time to play the theme song. So we're out. Have a great weekend, bitch. I'll miss you until Monday.
I know.
have a good one, everybody. And remember, donate, www.unscriptedradio.com/donate. Any amount will help us get closer and closer to making it a reality.
That's
so,
right.
Put some wallets, people. We need help. Help.
Take a little time to enjoy the radio. And Karen, what are we?
It's Unscripted Radio. You still feel harder. Good night, everybody.
Good night.